रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 एंड 12 सो विल फर्स्ट चैंट 11 स्वलंकृतम श्याम तुरंग योजितम
स्वलंकृतम श्याम तुरंग योजितम
स्वलंकृतम श्याम तुरंग योजितम
स्वलंकृतम श्याम तुरंग योजितम
रथम मृगेन्द्र ध्वजम आश्रित पुरात
रथम मृगेन्द्र ध्वजम आश्रित पुरात
रथम मृगेन्द्र ध्वजम आश्रित पुरात
रथम मृगेन्द्र ध्वज आश्रित पुरात
वृतो रथाश्वद्वीपपत्ति युक्तया
वृतो रथाश्वद्वीपपत्ति युक्तया
वृतो रथाश्वद्वीपपत्ति युक्तया
वृतो रथाश्वद्वीपपत्ति युक्तया
स्वसेनया दिग्विजयाय निर्गतः
स्वसेनया दिग्विजया
स्वसेनया द्विग्वजायाय निर्गतः
स्वसेनया द्विग्वजायाय निर्गतः
सुअलंकृतम्
सुअलंकृतम्
वेरी वेल डेकोरेटेड
वेरी वेल डेकोरेटेड
श्याम
श्याम
ब्लैक
ब्लैक
तुरंगा
तुरंगा
हॉर्सेस
हॉर्सेस
योजितम
योजितम
टैकल्ड
टैकल्ड
रथम
रथम
चैरियट
चैरियट
मृगेन्द्र
मृगेन्द्र
लायन
लायन
ध्वजम
ध्वजम
फ्लैग
फ्लैग
आश्रित
आश्रित
अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन
अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन
पुरात
पुरात
फ्रॉम द कैपिटल
फ्रॉम द कैपिटल
वृतः
वृतः
सराउंडेड बाय रथ
रथ
चैरियटियर्स
चैरियटियर्स
अश्व
अश्व
कैवलरी
कैवलरी
द्विवपत्ति
द्विवपत्ति
एलिफेंट्स
एलिफेंट्स
युक्तया
युक्तया
दस
बीइंग इक्विप्ड
स्वसेनया
स्वसेनया
अलोंग
विद इन्फेंट्री
दिग्विजयाय
दिग्विजयाय
फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ कॉन्करिंग
फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ कॉन्करिंग
निर्गतः
निर्गतः
वेंट आउट
वेंट आउट
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी
जय श्री प्रभुपाद
महाराज परीक्षित सैट ऑन ए चैरियट ड्रॉन बाय ब्लैक हॉर्सेस हिज फ्लैग वॉज मार्क्ड विद द साइन ऑफ ए लायन बींग सो डेकोरेटेड एंड सराउंडेड बाय चैरियटियर्स cavalry, elephants and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions. Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit
sat on a chariot
drawn by black horses his flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded. By charioteers.
Cavalry.
Elephants.
And infantry soldiers.
He left the capital. To conquer in all directions. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit is distinguished from his grandfather Arjuna, for black horses pulled his chariot instead of white horses. He marked his flag with the mark of a lion, and his grandfather marked his with the mark of Hanumanji. A royal procession like that of Maharaj Parikshit, surrounded by well-decorated chariots, cavalry, elephants, infantry, and band, not only is pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of civilization that is aesthetic even on fighting front. We take the next one. Twelve. Bhadrashvam Ketu Malam Cha.
Bhadrashva Ketu Malam Cha.
Bhadrashvam Ketu Malam Cha.
Bhadrashva Ketu Malam Cha.
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun.
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun.
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun.
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun.
Kim Purushadini Varshani.
Kim Purushadini Varshani.
Kim Purushadini Varshani.
Kim Purushadini Varshani.
Vijitya Jagre Balim.
Vijitya Jagre Balim.
Vijitya Jagre Balim.
Vijitya Jagre Balim.
Maharaj Parikshit then conquered all parts of the earthly planet. Bhadrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the Northern Kuru, Kim Purusha, etc. and exacted tributes from their respective rulers. Purport. Bhadrashva. It is a tract of land near Meru Parvat and it extends from Gandhamadana Parvata to the salt water ocean. There is a description of this Varsha in the Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva 7.14-18. The description was narrated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Yudhishthira also conquered this Varsha and thus the province was included within the jurisdiction of his empire. Maharaj Parikshit was formerly declared to be the emperor of all lands ruled by his grandfather, but still he had to establish his supremacy while he was out of his capital to exact tribute from such states. Ketumala. This earth planet is divided into seven dvipas by seven oceans, and the central dvipa called Jambudvipa is divided into nine varshas or parts by eight huge mountains. Bharat Varsha is one of the above mentioned nine varshas, and Ketumala is also described as one of the above varshas. It is said that in the Ketumala Varsha, women are the most beautiful. This Varsha was conquered by Arjuna also. A description of this part of the world is available in the Mahabharata, Sabha 28.6. It is said that this part of the world is situated on the western side of the Meru Parvat, and inhabitants of this province used to live up to 10,000 years, in Bhishma Parva 6.31. Human beings living in this part of the globe are of golden color, and the women resemble the angels of heaven. The inhabitants are free from all kinds of diseases and grief. Bharata Varsha. This part of the world is also one of the nine Varshas of the Jambudvipa. A description of Bharata Varsha is given in the Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva chapters 9 and 10. In the center of Jambudvipa is Ilavrata Varsha, and south of Ilavrata Varsha is Hari Varsha. The description of these Varshas is given in the Mahabharata, Sabha Parva 28.78, as follows. Nagaramscha vanamscha eva nadischa vimalodakah purushan deva kalpamscha narischa priyadarshanah adrashta purvan subhagan sadadarsha dhananjayah satnani cha shubrani naris chapasrasham niva. It is mentioned here that the women in both these varshas are beautiful, and some of them are equal to the apsaras or heavenly women. Uttara Kuru. According to Vedic geography, the northernmost portion of Jambudvipa is called Uttara Kuru Varsha. It is surrounded by the saltwater ocean from three sides and divided by Shrangavan mountain from the Hiranyamaya Varsha. Kim Purusha Varsha. It is stated to be situated north of the great Himalaya mountain, which is 80,000 miles in length and height, and which covers 16,000 miles in width. These parts of the world were also conquered by Arjuna. Sabha 28.1.2. 1 and 2. The Kim Purushas are descendants of a daughter of Daksha. When Maharaj Yudhishthir performed a horse sacrifice yagya, the inhabitants of these countries were also present to take part in the festival and they paid tributes to the emperor. This part of the world is called Kim Purusha Varsha, or sometimes the Himalayan province, Himavati. It is said that Shukadeva Goswami was born in these Himalayan provinces and that he came to Bharat Varsha after crossing the Himalayan countries. In other words, Maharaj Parikshit conquered all the world. He conquered all the continents adjoining all the seas and oceans in all directions, namely the eastern, western, northern and southern parts of the world. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे स्वलंकृतम श्याम तुरंग योजितम रथम रगेन्द्र ध्वजम आश्रितः पुरा वृतो रथास्व द्वीपपत्ति युक्तया स्वसेनया दिग्विजयाय निर्गतः. महाराज परीक्षित sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions. भद्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरान् कुरुन् किं पुरुषादिनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जघ्रे बलिम्. महाराज परीक्षित then conquered all parts of the earthly planet. भद्राश्व, केतुमाल, भारत and northern कुरु, किं पुरुष etc. and exacted tributes from their respective rulers. So we see little description of the geography, you know, how the whole planet was divided into different varshas, you know, and Bharat Varsha is just one of those 9 varshas. We saw that description. It says, yeah, this earth planet is divided into 7 dvipas by 7 oceans, you know. And the central dvipa called Jambudvipa is divided into 9 varshas or parts by 8 huge mountains. Bharat Varsha is one of the above mentioned 9 varshas. That's what it says. So we know now, you know, there are continents also, earlier they were saying 5, then some 6, and now 7, like that, you know. They keep changing, but here in Bhagavatam, everything is fixed. All these descriptions we can get in the 5th canto. When we go to the 5th canto, we'll really, really study them in detail, what is where. And now, within ISKCON, we have this Bhaktivedanta Institute, where the scientist devotees, they are studying this, you know, and then making models and re-establishing the perfection of Bhagavatam. Because sometimes people say that, you know, Bhagavatam is all mythology, fiction, some imagination. How can there be Meru Parvata and anything like that? Because we see everything from our perspective, from our eyes, you know, our small little eyes which can't see any much. And even with the so-called powerful telescopes and this and that, we try to figure out something. And since we don't know, that's why we can see that every day, every week, you will hear about some new discovery. Oh, so and so, new star, new planet, new galaxy, new something they see, you know, because like here, you know, some descriptions are 80,000 miles. Now, come on, we don't have that kind of concept. We come from India to America, it's just maybe 15,000 miles. What is that, 18,000 miles, you know, like that. So this is a totally different dimension. Okay? And this, we are just a part of the whole scene, you know, Jambudvipa is in the center. So when we read that, I mean, I am not in a position today to tell you all the details, because I'll have to study myself. You know, right now we are into first canto, and you know, we are concentrating on the how Maharaj Parikshit received. But Srila Prabhupada gave a little hint of what is going on, you know. What are these names? What are these varshas? So it's a, you know, there is a khanda, there is a varsha, there is like that. And now we know that Bharata Varsha is no more Bharata Varsha. You know, it has become some, it went on squeezing, and you know, ultimately it is now just India, that is Bharat. You know, that's all. In between it became Hindustan, and then, you know, when it was divided, it was Hindustan, Pakistan, and now it is just, you know, India with a small little Lanka hanging at the bottom, and, you know, disputed Kashmir territory they show all over the world. So in a way, we can see that what we have to learn from this is that Maharaj Parikshit was ruling all over, simple. And also that there's a decline, then the Kali Yuga is, as Kali Yuga is progressing, we can see the decline in terms of everything. So I think, because sometimes there will be descriptive shlokas, you know, just talking about some place or something happening. So we'll have to combine them with other shlokas and go forward. Okay. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.